Our usual place, Wimpy confirms.
Okay, what is all this about the ingredients for the picnic? That's got to be code for something else. I'm guessing the picnic is really the plan to get rid of El Jefe. And the ingredients? Well, they definitely aren't hot dogs and hamburgers, right? Most likely the ingredients are weapons or other equipment the men need to carry out their plan. Let's read on. We're near the top of page 85 where it says, Mommy looks like the monkey.
Mommy looks like the monkey with his hand over his mouth. I don't know if she's upset at the news she just heard or at suddenly realizing that I've been listening in on the men's secret meetings for months. She leans over my bed and angles the jalousies open. Señores, she calls out, everything can be heard from this room. The gathering goes absolutely silent, and then Poppy walks over to the window and peers in over Mommy's shoulder to where I sit on my bed. No wonder, is all he says. The men move their meetings back to Tio Tony's casita, even though it isn't as convenient as the patio with the shortwave nearby in Poppy's study tuned to Radio Swan. Oscar says that Swan is a new station that broadcasts important bulletins by exiles who want to liberate the island. Everyone in the whole country is listening in, even though it's illegal to do so. I've heard the men say that there are dissidents everywhere, even among the armed forces and policemen and cabinet members, just waiting for a signal that El Jefe is out of the way.
Okay, Poppy and the other men say there are dissidents everywhere. But what are dissidents? Well, according to the men, the dissidents are waiting for a signal that El Jefe is out of the way. So I'm guessing dissidents are people who want El Jefe gone, or in other words, they are people who disagree with their government. And what about that radio station the dissidents are listening in on? Oscar says it broadcasts reports by exiles. I know that exiles are people who've been forced to leave their native country, so I'm guessing that these exiles are Dominicans who are running a radio station from somewhere outside the Dominican Republic, which is why El Jefe hasn't shut them down. Let's keep reading. We're on the second paragraph after the space on page 85 where it says, One time I tried turning on the shortwave.
One time I tried turning on the shortwave, hoping to hear that we're free. But I don't know which knob is for the volume and the radio blares for a minute. Mommy hurries in. What are you doing, Anita? Come along now and help me get the card table out. Mommy wants me by her side at all times when I'm not at the Mancini's. With only Chucha left in the household, I've taken over lots of little jobs, including helping out when the Canasta group comes over, cleaning ashtrays, refreshing glasses of lemonade. Hey, sweetheart, Mrs. Washburn calls me over to her side.